All right, guys, hopefully this input is not too loud, but I'm just going to go with what the app's telling me to go with. I feel like it's a little bit loud, but it might just be the monitor and on my part. So enough with the dork talk. Here we go with an original. This is a song called Sometimes, and this is the very first song that I ever wrote and performed in the first band that I was in back in Denton, Texas. So I digress. I'll go ahead and get on with the song, guys. Here we go with a little Sometimes.
Sometimes a girl can be a bitch, and sometimes cops can be real dicks, and sometimes I drink till I get sick. So listen to me, let's make life fucking grand, fucking grand, yeah, fuck all the bullshit. It's time to make a stand now. Sometimes life's full of happiness, and sometimes it's fun to take a risk, and sometimes a woman understands, and sometimes butt shows up unplanned. So listen to me, let's make fucking grand, yeah, fuck all the bullshit. It's time to make a stand now. Sometimes I love you sometimes.
Sometimes, baby. Sometimes. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Can of Truths, Facts About the Plant. As usual, I'm your host, Denton Ramsey, and this is episode 54 of the show. Feel free to email me any questions, comments, story ideas to canatruths@gmail.com. That's CANNATRUTHS @gmail.com. Or you can call and leave a voicemail at 254-307-2812. Also, make sure to follow us on all the other social media sites, such as on Twitter, Facebook, and also the main blog site, which is canatruths.wordpress.com. All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and just jump right into this episode. Again, this is broken into segments, and the first segment, as usual, that I just got through talking to you guys about is planting the seed, where I'm going to give you, where I gave you guys all the basic contact information. And I apologize in advance for not having a live video feed with this episode, but the forces that may be are preventing me from being able to do so. And I still wanted to get this episode out because I feel like it's a very important episode. And just dealing with a lot of current events and some issues that we need to delve right into instead of postponing and putting on any kind of back burner. So, again, guys, welcome to the show. Welcome new viewers and old viewers alike. And thank you so much for joining us. Again, my name is Denton Ramsey. I'm the host of Can of Truths. And I started this show about 4.5 years ago. Had no idea that it would grow into what it's become today. But I'm very thankful to have this platform to be able to talk to you guys about not only the war on drugs and the war against a plant here in the state of Texas, but also nationally and internationally as well. So jumping right into the episode for today, guys. There's a lot that's been going on lately. You guys have somewhat kept in touch with my life, and like I said, I try not to make it too personal when I talk to you guys on Can of Truths. If you guys do want to see more personal stuff, y'all can check out the YouTube channel or for the behind-the-scenes stuff or the Musically Madness episodes. But I digress. As y'all know, though, a lot of stuff has gone on, especially back to about 2 years ago or so when I bolted town because of two close friends of mine being raided and busted and me being concerned because the police and law enforcement wanted to speak to me. Long story short, I did bolt, and I don't know if that was the best decision. I regret it in terms of being there for my kids and situations like that, but at the same time, I don't regret any kind of choices I've made throughout my life, because I don't look at any situation as a bad situation. I look at it as a learning experience, and I've had plenty of those, unfortunately. But again, guys, everything that's happened in my life has gotten me to the point where I am today, and I'm very grateful and very thankful that I am where I am today. So I digress. I fell down another random rabbit hole. I know it's very typical for me to be doing that kind of stuff. But I'm trying to remember where I was going with this. Oh, yes. Okay. So as you guys know, a couple years ago, I did bolt. And that was, I found out later that the main reason they wanted to question me is that I believe they wanted me as a material witness. I've been seeing this a lot more lately in the Waco McLennan County jail log. And unfortunately, I've kind of gotten used to checking that every once in a while because I've had a younger brother and friends, unfortunately, tossed in because of this fucked up and failed war on drugs, guys. And I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there right now before I even continue with the story. And that is that I think all drugs should be legalized. I think that the war on drugs has stretched beyond just the war on cannabis, which is obviously ridiculous because it's a fucking plant, for God's sake. But the war on drugs in general, just, it does not make any sense whatsoever. Even for people that are quote-unquote addicted, and majority of drugs out there are very much so a mental thing. It's mind over matter. But again, if there are people out there that are addicted, it should be looked at as a health issue. It should not be looked at as people needing to be locked up and put in a jail cell. And I'm trying to remember which president said it, but one of our presidents said something along the lines of, we should never enact a law or laws that the results of breaking those laws are more harmful than the action itself. And in this exact circumstance, I would say that that's the case here with the war on drugs. It's the fact that people are put on probation and put in jail that these people's lives are ruined. It's not from the drug itself. And this failed war on drugs has got to fucking end. It's ridiculous. I'm sick of seeing good people that might have some addiction issues or mental issues that they need to have addressed, but I'm sick of good people seen thrown in jail, locked behind bars. It's a waste of taxpayer money. It's, again, for those of you guys out there, this is not just some kind of fucking conspiracy theory. It's a fucking fact that jails out there and prisons make money. They're privately owned. It's a bunch of bullshit. What we've got going on here in America is absolute crap. The war on drugs has got to end. Got to end. Got to fucking end. Okay. Anyways, I'll try to get off my soapbox there for a moment, guys. Going back again, though, to about 2 years ago when I did leave and went to Colorado, the main reason they wanted to have me in there was for a material witness. I'm convinced of that. And for those of you that are unaware of that, a material witness is somebody that that cops or law enforcement can basically arrest, quote-unquote detain, prior to the trial and pretty much force you to testify. Again, I'm not exactly sure how that would have worked in the situation involving my two close friends that were busted 2 years ago. But I'll tell you one thing, they would have had to have my ass sitting in jail for a long fucking time, because I would not and will not give any information to law enforcement or a court of law regarding any of my friends or any of those circumstances. Once again, I digress, guys. I'm trying to stay on subject here. But I've seen a lot more of material witnesses being detained or arrested lately in the Waco jail log, and it concerns me. I've heard conspiracy theories for a while now about martial law possibly coming to America, possibly coming to Texas, and I used to blow a lot of that stuff off as people just being paranoid as well. However, I'd say over the last, year or so especially, but over the last couple months that I've been living out of a cheap motel here in Waco, they have had rules put into place by Waco PD that, to me, are a complete violation of not only my rights as a Texas citizen, but my rights as an American citizen. For example, they have a curfew in effect, and it, to me, some people think I'm saying this jokingly, but it might be a joke, but it's also not a joke, and that is, I feel like Astro Motel is a training grounds right now for Texas law enforcement in terms of martial law. They have curfews that are enforced, and they say that you cannot be outside of your door past 10 p.m. and have to be inside that room until 8 a.m., that anyone besides the person that paid for the room cannot enter the premise or the room itself without bringing an ID forward to the front desk, and that information is then shared with the local law enforcement. Again, I find a lot of this shit to be very, very, very fucked up. Where I'm currently staying, the room I'm currently staying in, I cannot pick up Wi-Fi unless I walk outside. And the people in the front desk know that, but tonight, I wasn't necessarily poking the bear, but it was more of a civil disobedience just because I feel like this is a violation of my rights. Thankfully, I did not get fucked with, but I will say when I stepped out there around midnight and was using my phone to get online, listen to music, yada, 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 there were numerous Waco PD, undercover police officers, et cetera, driving down the feeder road and checking out Astro Motel for anyone that was outside past curfew hours. I will say that besides myself, 90% of the guests were securely in their rooms and have not come out at all during the entire set curfew hours. It is odd to me, though, guys. It does greatly, greatly, greatly concern me. I wish I could have gotten video when the cops were cruising up and down the feeder road earlier this evening around midnight. But when I did get a recording, and hopefully the audio that will come through later in this episode, you guys will notice, though, that at the very least, I gave you guys some updates as far as what had happened throughout the night and what's currently going on here in Waco, at least here at the motel where I'm staying. Again, guys, for those of you listening out there, such as Russ, Belleville, and Cliff, you guys could probably give me more information on the legality of all this, but I find a lot of this to be greatly concerning, alarming, appalling, whatever word choice you want to use, but it concerns me greatly, greatly, greatly. And on top of that, it could be coincidence, but right after I finished recording the audio and video file this morning around 5:30 a.m., the front office turned off the router for guests. So I have been unable to back up that file, send it to myself, save it to any kind of cloud drive or anything like that. But wanted to go ahead and come to you guys live for episode 54 of Can of Truth, Facts About the Plant. Wanted to go ahead and plant this information in y'all's minds so you guys kind of have an idea of what's going on here in Waco. Also, thank you to the sponsors. We're going to have some new sponsors and advertisers on the show soon, but thank you especially to Gorilla Seed Bank. They've been around and stuck with me since day one, so thank you so much to Chat Patel and those guys with Gorilla Seeds. All right, guys, well, I do have some more information for you guys, but I will come at you guys with that information later. Like I said, a lot of this episode is going to be spliced together audio and video files. But I will talk to you guys again really, really soon, and I will get this episode uploaded as soon as I possibly can, guys, as soon as I can get on a secure Wi-Fi and can make it happen. So talk to you guys again soon. Have a wonderful day, wonderful night, wherever you guys might be watching or listening from. And thank you, thank you, thank you, as always, for all the love and support. Denton Ramsey signing off momentarily, guys. Talk to y'all soon. What's up, guys? Sorry about the randomness of the splicing together of this episode, but that clip you guys just saw was law enforcement, obviously, on 35 last night, and unfortunately, I wish I could have gotten some of the clips of them actually on the feeder road, because that was, to me, a little bit more awkward than them actually being on the freeway like that. But again, talking about martial law, talking about a lot of that stuff that's going on, this next clip you guys are going to see is the one that I recorded this morning around 5:30 a.m., so I'm going to go ahead and splice that in right now, guys. The video itself is not what it's important, honestly, in this clip. It's the what I'm talking about, so enjoy, guys, and I will be back to talk to y'all soon. So right now it is about 5:30 in the morning here in Waco, Texas, and pretty much throughout the evening we've had Waco PD driving up and down the feeder road here from about curfew time, which they are now setting a curfew here at Astro Motel, and the curfew is from 10 p.m. until 8 a.m. and had numerous Waco PD cruising down the feeder road this evening during those off hours or during the curfew hours, and they have been coming normally in about anywhere from 2 to 7 at a time, and thankfully no one has actually messed with me for being out here after the so-called hours. But it is pretty ridiculous that this is pretty much martial law going on out here at Astro Motel in Waco, and I don't know if this is supposed to be some kind of training ground for what it will be like when martial law goes into effect, but it's pretty messed up, and just wanted to share this video with you guys. Unfortunately, of course, when I go and talk to you guys live about this incident, there's no law enforcement actually driving down the road, but I can assure you that it's been happening throughout the evening, and that I've been forewarned even by the front desk personnel that I need to be inside my room at 10 p.m., that I cannot visit other guests at the hotel, and guests cannot come see me, and I pretty much need to be in the room alone until 8 o'clock in the morning. So, have I disobeyed the rules? Yes, I have, and I'm not trying to poke the bear here, but I feel like this is a complete violation of rights. And not only that, the only way my phone will work is if I step outside to get the Wi-Fi signal. And they know that just as well as I do. So I find it to be a little bit absurd. But continuing to talk to you guys in hopes that maybe one of these cops will drive by here. And I'm sure they will probably not be too happy about me actually videotaping them. But they can videotape us all the time. So, all right, guys. Well, I probably will just upload the audio only of this since I've been unable to capture anything worthwhile. And I will bring you guys more news as it breaks in the coming days and weeks, but a little creepy in my opinion, guys, especially being the host of Can of Truce and talking about how a lot of law enforcement likes to take our rights away, that I find this to be a little bit appalling. So I will, again, guys, give you all updates as it breaks, but tonight was kind of a wake-up call. For at least for me, sitting here witnessing all the cops that did drive by on the feeder road, and the fact that we were pretty much warned and told to stay inside our rooms during those curfew hours. And I will tell you that 90%, if not more, of the guests have been obeying those rules. So, I think that was a cop right there, but of course he's not coming all the way down. So, alright guys, well, I will feed y'all more info as it breaks, but keep in mind that some ridiculously weird and crazy things have been happening throughout the world, obviously, lately. But for me here in Waco, Texas, I'm telling you, I've witnessed some messed up things. I've also noticed quite a bit of quote-unquote arrests lately for material witnesses, and they're being held in McLennan County Jail as well. So I want to go ahead and throw that out there too. A little bit of odd stuff, guys, and they definitely don't want me recording or doing anything like that. That's why they've told me pretty much that I need to stay inside, and I'm sure if they were to catch me recording right now, I would probably get in some kind of trouble, although I know that as an American citizen and as a Texas citizen, I really can't get in trouble for doing what I'm doing right now. So, all right, guys, well, I will feed y'all more as it happens. I'm trying to record this last vehicle coming down the feeder road, because not many cars have been coming down this feeder road tonight, guys. I'm not sure if they've got roadblocks on both sides, but I will say that 90% of them have been law enforcement. So, of course, that is not one, but I will be talking to you guys soon. Let me check on this these last couple of vehicles coming down the feeder. And of course, it is getting close to morning time now, so normal routine traffic will be actually out on the roads. But yeah, of course, like I said, once I talk to you guys about this stuff, no cops come driving down the feeder road. I'm pretty sure there was one that turned off back there, and I don't want to start acting all paranoid and acting like, oh man, maybe they are actually listening to me and turning off before they get up here. But it is weird, guys. It is weird, because this has been happening throughout the night, and I can assure you that it's going to continue to be happening, and probably will start happening again as soon as I stop recording. But anyways, martial law, possibly, guys, going into effect. I don't know if this is something, again, it's might sound a little far-fetched for some of you guys, but I'm telling you right now that this is not normal. That a lot of the quote-unquote rules that I was explained earlier this afternoon or yesterday afternoon before I extended my room for the day were quite crazy, in my opinion, quite insane. I mean, saying things like guests can't visit each other even if both sets of people have paid for a room for the night, such as saying, you know, no guests are allowed in my room in general. As a rule of thumb, that anyone that enters the room has to have an ID to give to the front desk, and they then share that information with law enforcement. I find a lot of this stuff to be a complete violation of rights, and I'll have to talk to an attorney further about that here in the future. But it looks like that one vehicle we saw pulling in earlier might be in this parking lot next to me, and it might very well be a cop, and he might be coming over here at this time to see what exactly I'm doing. But I'm not doing anything more than talking on the phone. So, little FaceTime, right, guys? All right, well, I will be talking to y'all again soon. And until we talk again, guys, keep your ears peeled, keep your eyes peeled. And if y'all have any breaking news or information or any story ideas or anything that you guys think I should look into, especially for those Texas listeners, let me know. Email is drpragency@gmail.com or canatruths@gmail.com. That's canatruths@gmail.com. So email me, guys. I will be back to talk to you guys more about canatruths here in a little bit. This is just going to be recorded and spliced into the next episode, because I want to talk to you guys about a lot of things, including, you know, again, the martial law stuff, some violation of rights, how the war on drugs overall has just been a complete absolute fucking failure. But I'll get into all that stuff and more later, guys. And thanks as always for listening. But be forewarned, guys, some messed up stuff's going on. If you guys know of anything, again, outside of the state of Texas, y'all, whatever state you guys are in and y'all are listening or viewing from, then please share that information with me. Send me an email, send me a video, whatever it might be, guys. All right, I will talk to you guys again very, very soon. Have a wonderful day, wonderful night, wherever you guys might be watching or listening from. See ya. What's up, guys? Welcome back. Hopefully you guys were able to get something out of those clips. Again, I'm going to have to go back and watch how this all flows together here in a little bit. But up next, I'm going to go ahead and play this clip for you guys that is the shout-out to President Obama. So here you guys go. What's up, guys? I'm going to have to find a way to splice all this stuff together, but I wanted to go ahead and read a couple of things. This is for episode 54 of Canatruths, Facts About the Plant. Again, this episode is probably going to be a bunch of clips that are going to be spliced together just because I'm having to do it this sporadically because of Wi-Fi connection here at Astro Motel in Waco, and just a lot of strange and ridiculous things have been going on to prevent me from being able to go live for you guys, but we're going to get this episode out there regardless. Real quick, though, this is a shout-out to President Obama. I'd just like to take a moment to say thank you to our president, Mr. Barack Obama, for his loyal support to both the show and the movement. I was always hopeful you wouldn't let us down when even I was excited to get you into office during your first term 7 years ago. The activist loved you and backed you when you were asked about smoking weed, and you said something along the lines of, quote, "Of course I inhaled. That's what you're supposed to do," end quote. Again, I know it was something like that, guys, and thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being a man of your word and a fan of Can of Truce. It's a wonderful privilege to have you as a fan and have your support. So, thank you, Mr. President. All right, guys. Well, there's that clip, and I will incorporate that into the show, and I'm going to go ahead and jump on YouTube to start this episode, or at least start recording it from another device. So, enough dork talk. Talk to y'all soon. All right, guys, unfortunately, I'm going to have to cut this short. I'm going to have to go ahead and wrap up the episode, but that will wrap up episode 54 of Can of Truce, Facts About the Plant. Email me, guys. Be in touch. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this episode up. All right, going to jump right in on this one. Here is an original. This is a song that's being played right now on radio play and on streaming music sites such as Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, etc. The song is called Want to Know How. And I digress, I'll go ahead and get right into the song. So here we go with an original, Wanna Know How.
I'm searching through life, don't know where to begin. Just asking for help from my God and my friends. My world's changing now, but I'll take on the change. Oh yeah, life's a trip, here come crashing waves. Whoa yeah, whoa yeah.
Baby, wanna know how.